Loss is hard. A mother's sudden death leaves two young boys and their father dealing with life. Grief is the Thing with Feathers is a new theatrical adaptation of Max Porter's best-selling novel of the same name. This page-to-stage adaptation is directed by Simon Phillips, co-adapted by Nick Schlieper and Toby Schmitz. It hits the Belvoir Street Theatre stage from the 26th of July, running until the 24th of August, giving audiences an imaginative and poetic take on how a family navigates loss. And I'm so happy to say that joining us now on 2SER Breakfast, director, co-adapter of Grief is the Thing with Feathers, Simon Phillips. Morning, Simon. How are you?
Morning. How are you? Very well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us at these very non-theatrical hours.
Yes, ungodly hours. Thanks for having me on.
Don't worry. I've talked to management about it. Tell us a bit about the play without giving too much away.
Yes, well, you had a very nice introduction there. It's from this wonderful novel by Max Porter, which has a number of kind of literary references. It's called Grief is the Thing with Feathers, which springs from a poem that Emily Dickinson wrote called Hope is the Thing with Feathers. But on this occasion, the grief that we're talking about kind of gets dealt with by the visitation on this family of a large crow. So sounds simple, doesn't it? Yeah, the crow kind of springs from another literary reference, which is Ted Hughes' series of crow poems, but you don't really need to know that to enjoy the show. It's really a large, abstract, well, I say abstract, but actually it's a metaphor, but the crow is a very real creature that just visits the father unexpectedly one night about 5 days after his wife dies and says that he's shifting in until they don't need him anymore, and takes the characters in the play on this journey from despair to a kind of a fragile restoration of hope and a way forward at the end of it. And I should say that the story is anything but linear.
Yeah.
The book is written in a really fascinating way. The book is written like a series of monologues by the different characters. So it's a very easy stage adaptation, if you know what I mean. It's not like taking War and Peace and trying to work out how to put it on stage.
Well, what was the inspiration for you to bring this work to stage? Is that what happens when you're reading a book? Are you sort of thinking, well, how would this work as a theatrical piece?
Well, yes, I think so. Look, it has been, it is, you know, largely in the form, I guess, that because there are kind of four characters in the play. There's the father, the crow, and the two sons, who Max Porter just all the speeches are written boys, you know, he doesn't even identify which boy is which. It kind of is an easy leap to make to think, well, what if we essentially just brought these monologues in a certain order to the stage and had people experience them theatrically, and they're vividly written. Like he writes he's been widely praised as having kind of invented a new writing style in a way, because he hovers between prose and poetry in the way that he writes. Sometimes you feel like you're reading a poem, other times it's pure prose, but it's vividly, very poetically written, very imaginatively written. It brings pictures, he uses pictures a lot, you know, to bring things alive. So it really was really an obvious choice in a way to bring it on stage. It has been adapted before. There's a version done in Britain where it was brought to the stage, and it's been turned into a film with Benedict Cumberbatch. So it's right for form redefinition.
Yeah, lots happening with that at the moment. Was Max Porter, the author of Grief is a Thing with Feathers, involved in the process of adapting it for stage for your production at the Belvoir?
He was not involved other than to say, go for it. We had a great talk to him, and he said, look, the book is, the book's your script, really. Go for it. Just don't set it on Venus. And he's coming out to see it, actually, so we're very pleased he's coming. He's doing a session, an audience session.
Yes, he's not just coming out to see it, is he? He's going to be joining you as part of an in-conversation.
He is indeed, yeah, and he's great to talk to. I've had a few conversations with him in the course of doing it to ask him, what the hell does this mean, you wanker? And he, And he's been brilliant. He's such an incredibly articulate and accessible and incredibly intelligent guy.
If you'd like to hear Simon Phillips call Max Porter a wanker in person, it'll be happening next Monday, 28th of July, at Upstairs Theatre at the Belvoir in Surry Hills. Tickets are available now. I'll put links to where people can get tickets on the website. This is really, really exciting stuff. Are you going to be taking the production elsewhere after it's run at the Belvoir?
We hope so. Like, it was brought to me and to Belvoir by Andrew Henry, who's a commercial producer who would love to, you know, tour it elsewhere if we discover in the course of time that we pulled something theatrically interesting and appealing off.
Yeah. And it's good. So you worked with Nick Schleper and Toby Schmitz to do the adaptation, and Toby's actually on stage for this one.
Well, Toby plays both the father and the crow, so it's a tour de force from his point of view. And Nick Schleper's a very long-term colleague of mine. He's first and foremost a lighting designer, also a set designer, and an incredible theatrical colleague. So we got together and started reading the novel together a couple of years ago, and started just talking about ways of approach and how we might do it, and bending all our minds together about the best way of making it work. But as I say, Max has done most of the work, just like tried to find a way of theatricalizing what he wrote.
I appreciate your honesty as part of today's interview. I think I might have to head to the bookstore to pick up a copy of Grief is the Thing with Feathers by Max Porter to prepare myself for the adaptation on stage at the Belvoir Theatre, kicking off on the 26th of July, running till the 24th of August. Belvoir.com.au is where you can go to get tickets for that, and also for the In Conversation, which will feature Max Porter and our guest this morning, Simon Phillips. Simon, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
My absolute pleasure.